creating realistic video content using AI, a revolution in content creation, or the job thief of the future? Here at DMC Group, we've undertaken the bold expedition into the future realm of artificial intelligence. In 2023, we held a workshop in Düsseldorf where we explored how we could fuse the power of AI with our creativity, elevate our skill sets, and ultimately pave the way to deliver exceptional solutions for our clients. We returned wide-eyed and brimming with excitement, eagerly anticipating the promising future that lay ahead for us. To bolster the DMC Group's announcement of the consolidation of our European branches in Vienna, Düsseldorf, Munich, and Bern, I was assigned the responsibility of crafting a storyboard that would underscore our collective coming together as a unified company. I put pencil to paper in the traditional fashion and sketched out a narrative where every branch took on the challenge of decorating a specific body part of the mythical DMC beast. Accompanied by the harmonies of the Beatles coming together, each branch embarked on their journey back to the DMC headquarters, presenting their stylized puzzle piece. In a cinematic moment reminiscent of Thanos and the Infinity Stones, these pieces came together to seamlessly unify the DMC logo with the ultimate power of the universe. Now, initially this was conceived as a filmed project. I proposed that we utilize our upcoming annual Christmas event and capture the process of each team joyfully decorating their assigned DMC Beast puzzle pieces. The journey of these pieces would then be documented as they made their way to our Christmas celebration in Vienna, utilizing various modes of transport. The grand finale awaited at the party where all the pieces would finally reunite. But alas, that would be just too easy. Eager to test the boundaries of innovation, I wholeheartedly embraced the challenge of exploring the feasibility of realizing this storyboard solely through the capabilities of artificial intelligence. As rumors abound regarding the potential takeover of roles by AI, this endeavor provided a unique opportunity to witness firsthand whether such ominous forecasts hold any truth. Prompt, prompt, and prompt some more. Generative AI's enchantment lies in the power of prompting. You summon the AI genie with your desires, give the lamp a rub, and alakazam, multiple options materialize before you and fulfill your wishes. This method proves effective when your idea is quite vague, however, for something highly specific, say, an actual pencil sketch of a scene, the process grows more intricate, costly, and occasionally exasperating. At the forefront of AI image generation stands Midjourney, a leading platform renowned for its cutting-edge capabilities. Through the chat application Discord, users prompt Midjourney and receive hyper-realistic imagery in return. Behind the curtain, the allocation of processing time and queue limits depend on the user's subscription. Each prompt chips away at your allotted processing time. Show me an image of a frog. That's CPU time. Now make the frog green. More CPU time. Give the green frog black spots. You guessed it. More CPU time. The trial and error nature of generative AI's prompting is all fine and well until you run out of time. Midjourney bot. You've run out of fast hours. You can now either purchase more fast hours with the button below, or subscribe to the standard plan to get more hours and unlock relax mode by using subscribe. 1 hour for $4. When you have a highly specific vision, vague results fall short. It becomes a cycle of reprompting specific elements, retaining what you like, and refining areas that need adjustment. Yet, there are instances where Midjourney seems to miss the mark entirely. Midjourney has gained notoriety for its interpretation of hands. Occasionally, it adds an extra digital too, leading to results that seem rather alien. After struggling with Midjourney's quirks and not wanting to be stuck in an endless cycle of prompts, I decided to take matters into my own hands, quite literally. Bringing the generated image into Photoshop Beta, I sought to refine and perfect the details. Please generate a normal-looking hand. In the end, I devised a hybrid approach, utilizing Midjourney to get close to my desired result and then fine-tuning any problematic areas with Photoshop's AI. The outcome? Images that closely resembled the storyboard slides I had sketched out. Animating static imagery, bringing them to life with Runway. After fine-tuning my AI-generated images, my next endeavor was to explore AI's capability to animate static visuals. Among the prominent AI tools facilitating this process is Runway. Using Runway, I could upload my static scenes and entrust AI to infuse them with motion. I had the option to either grant AI full creative control or provide specific instructions for desired outcomes. Additionally, Runway allows users to dictate camera movements such as panning and zooming within the scenes. Similar to Midjourney, using prompts also necessitates GPU resources. This falls within your allocated time as per your subscription, and if you exceed your monthly allowance, additional credits must be purchased. Initially, I allowed Runway autonomously interpret and animate the imagery. At the time of writing, the output from Runway can be somewhat inconsistent. For straightforward scenes, for instance, buildings against a sky backdrop, Runway performs admirably, animating clouds, sunlight, and smoothly panning and zooming the camera, creating a realistic cinematic effect. However, when I tried to give specific instructions, I faced similar challenges that I encountered with Midjourney. Either the software failed to grasp my requests, or perhaps I was simply not asking the right questions. Nevertheless, this resulted in some scenes showing unnatural human movements, or faces morphing into each other, like something from a sci-fi horror movie. A prime example that illustrates some of these challenges was the endeavour to generate a transitional motorway scene portraying my DMC colleagues travelling by car. Despite my efforts, I couldn't get Midjourney to generate a static, overarching view of a dual carriageway, so I resorted to sourcing a royalty-free image from Unsplash. I had hoped that Runway would regain my trust in AI and breathe life into the image by animating the cars on the road. I assumed this would be a relatively straightforward task for AI to handle. To my surprise, AI struggled with the concept of cars moving in opposite directions. I attempted to instruct AI accordingly. The cars on the right of the image move away from the camera, and the cars on the left of the image move towards the camera. Regardless of my efforts, both sets of cars ended up moving towards or away from the camera, resulting in the surreal sight of cars moving backwards on a motorway. Unlike with the static imagery, there isn't much flexibility in post-processing the video output from Runway once it's been generated. For instance, in the previous example with Midjourney's hand depictions, it's relatively straightforward to use Photoshop's AI and correct the errors. However, given that the video output lacks HD quality and layers, making corrections becomes significantly more challenging. For instance, to edit a video with a seven-fingered hand, one would need to either painstakingly correct the hand in every frame and hope for a seamless playback, or substitute it with a static hand and animate and morph it as much as possible with the movement of the original composition. Regardless of the method chosen, it would still require a considerable amount of effort, contradicting the original purpose of using AI to simplify my work. Summary. The final output, to put it nicely, is passable, but just barely. Lurking beneath the surface are a myriad of glitches and discrepancies that betray its artificial origins. It's like watching a magic trick where you can't help but see the strings. For those in the know, these quirks are part and parcel of the AI creative process. They understand the limitations, the algorithms at work, and the painstaking effort required to push the boundaries of what's possible. But for the uninitiated viewer, stumbling upon AI-generated content for the first time, it's a different story altogether. After watching faces inexplicably morph into one another halfway through the video, or people suddenly becoming absorbed by surrounding objects, a subtle unease creeps in. Something just doesn't seem quite right. In the realm of AI-generated content, we find ourselves walking a tightrope between groundbreaking innovation and puzzling imperfection. A delicate dance between creativity and confusion. For now, our roles as human AI drivers remain essential. We're the ones navigating this labyrinth of confusion, coaxing out creativity from AI's algorithmic depths. The burning question remains, is crafting and tweaking prompts more laborious and error-prone than sticking to traditional content creation methods, like relying on stock imagery or created content? The nuances of human communication are vast and intricate, presenting a formidable challenge for AI, which is still grappling with understanding just exactly what it is we mean when we ask for things. Consequently, we often find ourselves repeating prompts ad nauseam, with minor word changes, hoping for different outcomes, yet often left scratching our heads when faced with familiar results. While AI flaunts its prowess in crafting eye-catching static visuals for presentations or website hero shots, the realm of AI-generated video remains in its infancy, a domain ripe with potential yet to be fully explored.